Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour. It's been a little more than a day since the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that people who have been fully vaccinated against coronavirus no longer have to wear masks in most situations. State and local leaders quickly updated their recommendations to match as well. But you'd be hard-pressed to see evidence of that on the streets of Chicago today. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has the update.
Some business owners downtown tell WBBM that they will keep mask policies in place in an effort to make all their customers feel safe and welcome. And in the Loop and River North, there is no shortage of patrons to ask whether they have been vaccinated.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
Yep.
Still, most that were asked say that they choose to wear a mask in public even if they don't have to, and even if they themselves feel safe without one.
Just I'm more concerned about other people not liking me not wearing a mask, if that makes sense. Because they don't know that I'm vaccinated.
In River North, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, today is so-called Bridge Phase Day for Illinois, which the governor eases on some capacity limits for businesses and gatherings and specifically excludes fully vaccinated people from those limits. For more details on that, you can check out our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Statewide, though, state health officials reporting more than 1,800 new COVID-19 cases. And more than 36% of the people in Illinois are fully vaccinated.
But even though more people are getting vaccinated and fewer people are getting sick, suburban health administrators have a note of caution for parents planning end-of-year graduation or other parties. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that part of the story.
Lisa, last year at this time, there were spikes in COVID-19 cases because of parties that were organized by parents and had children and teens there. And they're concerned in North Suburban Lake County that the same thing could happen again this year if parents aren't careful. Emily Young of the county's health department says unless parents are absolutely sure that everyone attending a party has been fully vaccinated, it's still important to follow COVID-19 safety precautions.
General advice would be if you are unvaccinated, keep following those precautions, wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands.
A similar warning has been issued by the health department in Will County. Public health experts point out that children under 12 can't get vaccinated, and there are still a significant number of teens and adults who haven't been either. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
By now, you might have seen the video shot by Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Lankford showing a cat's desperate act for survival from a fire on the fifth floor of an apartment building at 65th and Lowe.
The cat came out to the very edge of the ledge and looked like it was trying to make up its mind on what to do. Another 30 seconds, the cat made the decision and jumped from the window, paws and legs spread out as if looking like a flying squirrel.
It was an amazing video to see. The cat bounced once on the ground and ran away, apparently unhurt. Now there's an update to yesterday's story. Langford says the cat, a house pet named Hennessy that never goes outside, it's not returned home yet. Neighbors are out looking for it right now. And if you haven't seen the video, it's on our website. And of course, if you've seen the cat, let the fire department know.
The Lightfoot administration has introduced what it calls a revised police search warrant policy. The mayor says CPD wants to make sure the change will ensure accountability, transparency, and human dignity, being the guiding principles of the policing in this city. One of the pillars of the new policy will require an independent investigation to verify and corroborate information used to develop a search warrant prior to approval. The revised policy takes effect in 12 days.
A new campaign by the Chicago Transit Authority, When You're Ready, We're Ready, aims to encourage use of public transit as the region begins to reopen. Ridership is now about a third of pre-pandemic levels, according to CTA spokesperson Brian Steele, who says he hopes educating the public on new modernized features, along with highlighting new cleanliness standards, will bring riders back.
We clean buses, trains, and stations every day, multiple times a day, and we use new technologies like e-mist sprayers to make sure that we get a thorough cleaning inside a vehicle.
Steele says the CTA has given out more than 25,000 travel healthy kits, which include a reusable cloth mask and hand sanitizer, and that those kits, along with single-use masks, are available on buses and in each train stop.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.